It started with a call out on social media to artists around the world. The subject, a topic many people avoid talking about. They were asked to create a postcard on the theme of death and post 500 reprints to New York. The idea was that other artists would come to the exhibition, take a copy of every card, and hold their own exhibition that would also include new entries. Hence, the mail art exhibition titled A Book About Death was born. Over the past 5 years, it's grown organically to include more than 300 artists in 20 countries. The 27th exhibition is being held in Australia at the Tweed River Regional Art Gallery. Heather Matthew is the Australian exhibition co-curator.
An American artist called Ray Johnson, who was considered to be the father of mail art, started the New York Correspondence School, which was artists corresponding with each other. And he sent some loose leaf pages called A Book About Death to random people. Later he committed suicide, but in 2009, Matthew Rose, a Paris-based American artist, he conceived the idea of a project that honoured and commemorated Ray Johnson. So he thought, I'll start a book about death. So it sort of grew out of the idea of democratic art. So it's totally free, totally accessible, non-selected submission for artists all around the world. I participated in that original New York exhibition, and my entry was to do with everyday death. There was a bird that flew into our glass window, and I took a photograph of it, and I thought, well, death happens every day. It's part of life, and that was my entry. So I took part in that New York exhibition, and then when the next call out came to do one in Brazil, I put something in that, and again in the Seattle Book About Death.
Looking around the exhibition here today, it's such a vast interpretation of what death is. How have different people perceived death and portrayed that in their artworks?
That was the amazing thing. I mean, for some people it was remembering a relative or a family member. For other people it was the death of an idea, death of a political cause. Certainly for the Americans, the whole gun laws, the Sandy Hook massacre in December 2012, the American involvement in war, those were all very much forefront with the American artists. For Australian artists, there was a whole range of issues, refugees dying in boats, family. A lady from Melbourne wanted to put her image in, which was about her family in Syria and worrying about the war. Road deaths, pets, that kind of thing. Certainly, I think it's a subject that's so universal, and it touches everybody. It touches everything that lives. All of us are connected, and so that through death we're connected, through our own mortality. And so I think that's the thing that drives the whole project for me, is this way of connecting. It's not just artists connecting across the world on a shared subject, it's actually the idea that we are all connected.
To coincide with the Book About Death exhibition will be a coffee catch-up, also focused on the theme. It's a death cafe, another viral phenomena. Grief and Bereavement Counsellor Kylie Duncan has held one in Byron Bay and will now host one in the Tweed, encouraging people to have conversations about the end of life.
I was actually reading an online magazine from the Natural Death Centre in the UK, and they had an article about death cafes, and I thought, what a fantastic idea, and we need to start one here.
Some people would think it's quite a morbid thing to go to a cafe and talk about death. What's the idea behind it?
Well, the idea is that in our society, death is pretty much a taboo subject and people don't get many opportunities to talk about death. But in my experience as a counsellor in this area is that people want to talk about it, and once they get going, there's so much to talk about. So to actually provide an opportunity that's facilitated for people to have those conversations that are hard to have and make them okay to have, I find people really enjoy it.
So are we talking about conversations about
previous experiences with death or how someone would like their own death to be? What exactly are the conversations about?
Yeah, you're quite spot on. I mean, the questions at each death cafe can be different, of course. There's so many questions that we could ask to stimulate conversation. But yeah, certainly questions about your own death, about other people that you love, their wishes around their death, what sort of influences people have had when they were young, because our childhood experiences of death often form our current perceptions until we start questioning those experiences.
As a grief counsellor, do you find that people or families who've previously talked about death have a better experience or as best of an experience they possibly can when that time comes?
Definitely. Because those conversations initially are hard to have, and particularly if you're in a crisis. You know, you've got all that stress and emotion happening, and then to have those difficult conversations at the same time, it just adds to the stress of the whole situation. Whereas if those conversations are had beforehand and people know about their loved one's wishes, then there's just kind of a knowing, and it's more normalised. Not that death is ever particularly comfortable. I think we spend our whole lives trying to come to terms with the fact that we're going to die. We obviously have a natural instinct to want to live, but it makes the process less complex and less stressful.